So my name's Lisa Fryer and I'm one of the leaders of the gardening group.
Hi, my name is Diane Fitton, and I'm the co-leader of the gardening group.
And it's wonderful to talk to you both. So the Southport Gardening Group via the U3A. So tell us a bit about what the University of the Third Age is first.
It's a national organisation, and there are groups all around the country, and we belong to Southport U3A, which is quite a large group. It's for people who are not in full-time work. So basically, we are retired or semi-retired. The U3A is a charity, and each area group, each U3A will offer a range of groups and things to do. It's run by members for members, so that it's usually all self-funding, and it's fantastic. We all get together, we have lots of things to do, it's interesting, and the motto is, what's the motto? I can't remember.
Live, laugh, learn.
And that's what it's all about. It's about living, laughing, and learning.
Which is fantastic, isn't it? And Lisa, just tell us, you took over the Southport group when the membership was a little bit lower than it is now. Tell us a bit about that.
I joined gardening group about 2 months after I'd moved to Southport, and the present, as was then, leaders had been leading the gardening group for 9 years, and basically I think they'd had enough and they'd done that, and they basically said to the group, we're going to definitely step down, so we're looking for people who would come and actually run the group. And six of us all joined. We didn't know each other. We went for our first meeting with the existing members and introduced ourselves, and that's how it started. And that was probably a month before we took over. So that would be in the November, and then in the January we took over the group. And I have to say, I've enjoyed every single minute of it. It's been really good.
You've now got the membership up to 180, haven't you, or there or thereabouts, with a waiting list.
Yes. It's very popular, and it's become a very not only a group to learn about gardening and to enjoy ourselves going to trips and expanding our knowledge. It's become a real social event. So each month, I have to really raise my voice to get the room to be quiet so that we can start our meeting, because everybody's chatting and it's wonderful to see.
So how does that compare to the wider sort of Liverpool area? Are you now bigger than many of the societies in Liverpool, the main city?
Well, Southport is a town on its own. We don't really, we're not part of Liverpool. I mean, I know Southport has a Merseyside postcode, but we're not really part of Liverpool. But our Southport group, we've got about 1,900 members, but there are other U3As in the area. There's Ormskirk that's got well over 1,000 members. So in terms of a U3A, we are quite large, and each U3A group is very different and very unique.
So that's fascinating. So horticulture gardening is very strong still in that part of the country, would you say?
Yes, oh yes, definitely.
Let's turn a bit to some of the activities. Now, I think, Diane, you entered the Southport Flower Show and you put together a gold medal winning garden. Tell us a bit about what that garden was about and what it was that you planted up there.
Well, we really didn't know what we were doing at
No,
all.
we didn't.
We put together a garden that we thought we'd like to have for ourselves, but we had absolutely no budget at all. So we had to do a 6 by 6 meter garden. No,
Yes.
six by six.
Yeah, six by
Six by
six
six meter.
meter.
So as we had no money at all, we went to several local companies to see if they would lend us some things for our garden. And we managed to get a gorgeous fence around the edge, a
Yes.
beautiful shed, not a shed, a summer house. We got grass, we got plants, we got somebody to come and put a gorgeous path in for us. We borrowed some trees. Wealth to be had.
Well, we did grow lots of plants.
And
Do you
we
remember?
grew a
Yes.
lot of plants.
An awful lot of plants. And they were all in beautiful colours. We had a colour palette of whites and mauves with the odd darker colour in between. So things like delphiniums. We had some beautiful delphiniums.
Delphiniums, we had cosmos, we
Yes.
had a lot of what did we have? What, anyway, the color palette was really good, and we'd really stuck to a color palette. There was no yellow, there was no red,
No.
and everybody said how restful it was, the actual color scheme.
And even we borrowed from one of our members a patio table and two chairs, and that was painted lilac, so it went very well within our garden, and it was incredibly restful. But we also included in our garden lots of things indicating and referencing some of the groups in our U3A. So we had a bicycle because we have lots of cycling groups. We had walking boots because we've got lots of walking groups. We had, what else did we
Well,
have?
we had a bookcase,
Oh,
and in
yes.
the bookcase there was what looked like books. They were actually cereal packets
Oh,
covered in
yes. Probably.
coloured paper, and we had the name of every single group down the spine of the book. So, and that was ooh, how many? 80, something
80,
like
something like
that.
that, yes.
So it was just to sort of draw all the groups within the U3A together. The knitting and crochet did us a fabulous cushion. Stitches group did us some crocheted vegetables, which
Oh,
were really
yes.
quite exciting.
Oh, and the patchwork and quilting group made a quilt, which we then raffled off to a chap for a charity. And that was hung over. We had, oh, do you remember the beautiful cake?
Oh, yes. A local confectionery place had done us a gorgeous cake. It was actually the 40th anniversary of the U3A. So we celebrated it with a cake that said 40th anniversary U3A.
Yeah, well, that sounds
So
great. That sounds fantastic. Is it important, do you think, in terms of gardening to try and design a colour scheme? You mentioned there sticking to lilacs, lavender, those kind of resting sort of colours. Was that an aim of yours when you were creating the garden to try and make it something, a place for rest and relaxation?
absolutely, because as Lisa said, most of us are retired, but it worked very well because the actual flower show was in August, and most of the colours that are out at that time are hot, dahlias, reds, golds,
Oranges,
oranges. And
yellows.
our garden really stood out because it was completely different. I think that's why we actually won a silver cup for our planting, which was amazing.
Yeah. But I have to say, when we were looking at, we didn't realize how difficult it would be to grow plants that would go into that color scheme until we
At
started.
that
But
time of year,
at that
yes.
time, but we managed it, and it was fabulous. It was really, really good.
That because you were growing some of them out of season.
Yeah,
Not
not.
particularly. We did find plants the right colour, but it was very easy to get all these hot colours, and it was much more difficult to get the more
Muted
muted.
pastel
Yes.
in the whites and the creams and the lilacs. And actually, at that time of year, if you get your gardening books out, there aren't that many plants. There's not a huge array of choice at that time of year.
So it sounds fantastic that
We
you
did
got
it.
all of the different sections of the U3A involved in it. So it was a real kind of community group effort.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And we did a second garden last year. It was in a marquee, and we had a gazebo, which we borrowed. And this time we had all the groups on what do you call those flags? We
Bunting.
had buntings all the way around the top of the gazebo, showing all the different groups. And we stuck again to our lilac palette.
Yes, we
We
did.
managed that
Yes.
well, yeah. And we got silver gilt medal for that garden. But it wasn't as big, was it?
No,
And it
no.
was a lot easier.
Yes.
We didn't have to dig this time.
So, do you get a taste for what doing a show garden is all about? You know, you've mentioned there about planting and developing the plants, but then there's also the construction and putting it together, which is what you were then talking about. You mentioned a bit of digging there, didn't you? So,
It
you have
was
to assemble it
very,
in
very
quick
hard work.
fashion.
Yeah, it's very hard work. We had 17 days to do the
Yeah.
outside garden, and there was a lot of digging involved. And because it was on ground that had previously had other show gardens on, the ground was full of rubble and rubbish, and the digging was very difficult, particularly for the trees. The trees
Oh,
had to
yeah.
be dug down, oh, how many feet?
It was
3 feet.
quite a lot, yeah.
And it was that was very hard. We didn't appreciate how hard it was. And when we looked at the other gardens, a lot of them had put like boxes on the ground. They hadn't done any digging at all. They'd put troughs and things with plants in to make it much easier. But we were total novices. We didn't really know what we were doing. We did very well, really.
Well, yes, because we did get a trophy for best planting out of the show. So I think when you considered that we are all amateurs, we did very well. We were very proud of ourselves.
In fact, we made a lot of noise when we were on
We did.
the top.
And you've got another garden in the pipeline as well, planning for this year.
We do,
Yeah.
yes.
Now, this is an enormous garden. This is 17 meters long, but we have some new members in our group, and one of them happens to be a garden designer. So this we're not taking part in the garden this year because we've done two and it was very hard work. But this garden I think will be quite amazing. It is actually the 100th anniversary of the Southport Flower Show, so this garden is to interpret that. I can't say any more.
No, it's a bit of a secret, but it is fantastic. We've seen the design and it is really, really interesting.
For those who haven't been to the Southport Flower Show, it's a very strong event, as you mentioned, 100 years old this year. So it's been going for some time, hasn't
It's one of the biggest independent flower shows in the country, isn't
it?
it? And it went through a bit of a decline about 10 years ago, but it's now a charity, and it's going to be a really big event this year. But because we did our show garden, we were able to get discount for all U3A members throughout the country. And again, we've got discount for all U3A members. So that's quite nice.
That is nice, isn't it? And actually something that some people should utilize and know about, shouldn't
Well, we did advertise it in the National Magazine, and we had members from all over the country. We even had somebody from
they? We
Spain,
did,
didn't we?
yeah.
And we kept a box for people to write comments, and there was, as I say, people from far afield,
Yeah,
wasn't there,
yeah.
who'd taken advantage of the discount. So
Oh, it's
that was
lovely, isn't
lovely,
it?
and it was lovely to meet people from other gardening groups, and to discuss how they manage things,
Yeah.
and lots of good advice. It was a lot of fun doing the gardening group. Very hard, the show garden, sorry. But it was a lot of hard work, but it was a lot of fun, and we got to
Yes.
know lots of people.
The interesting thing about getting the discount for the flower show is that a lot of other U3A's gardening groups came in coaches so that they could see. And it was a, for them, it's a fantastic day out, isn't it? And to get the discount. And yes, we did. We talked to people from, well, all over the place. It was really, really interesting. Made lots of new connections with other gardening groups.
In fact, we have
Fantastic.
since, between the two of us, done a talk at another U3A on how we did the garden, how we made the garden. Up Holland, was it?
Yes,
Up Holland
yeah.
U3A Gardening Group. We did a talk for them. So that was
I see.
nice because we were kind of spreading out
Yeah.
the love,
Mm.
crafting the message as well.
And potentially that brings on other groups who will then do gardens like you've done as well and widens the pool of people entering the flower show, doesn't it?
Yes,
Well, yes,
yes.
because we all learn from each other.
Oh,
It's
yes.
really good to network.
It is, yes.
And that's the thing about the U3A, isn't it? It's about making friends and new connections is a really big part of it, isn't it?
Oh,
Oh,
it is,
absolutely, yes.
yes.
And particularly for people who are, lonely or bereaved or something like that, it's somewhere they can go and just find lots of people to talk to.
I know for because I moved to Southport during the last lockdown, and I didn't know anybody at all here. And one of the things that I knew I would need to do was to get out there and Meet people and make some friends. Well, it's been an absolute godsend because I have met some fantastic people through the U3A, proper friends, and we do other things other than just going to the U3A and doing show gardens and that sort of thing. But it has really made my life wonderful because I have met some really fantastic people. So, yes, I can personally attest that joining the U3A, if you don't know anybody, is a very good way of meeting people and, having the option and the opportunity to make some real connections and real friends.
That's good to hear, and we'll talk in a minute about how you can do that in just a moment. But you have monthly meetings, you have regular talks and visits, don't you? They're some of the bread and butter stuff that you do with the group.
Yes. Well, throughout this year, we've got a trip booked every month, haven't we? Right through. The first one in March is a self-drive one, and that's fun because people, take other people lifts, and then after that, there are all coach trips. But they are really good, and the thing about the coach trips is they're to gardens of interest, mostly with ancestral homes. But we always get a guided tour, and that really enhances the experience.
Because you can really question what the head gardener or the gardener why they've done things they have, and ask about plants and get lots of information. It really is a really good thing to do is to have a guided tour. You get a lot more information.
Superb. Well, let's start off with, if people are in the Southport area and want to join your group, what do they do if they want to get in touch?
Well, they can go online. We have a Southport U3A
Website.
website, and they can join online, or they can come to our monthly meetings, which we hold at Christchurch in Southport, and they can join there. It's only £15 to join, and for that you get a year's membership. You get a free and we do a fabulous magazine
Oh,
four
yes.
times a year, and then we do monthly online magazines. They get a free Christmas party, and every month we have a speaker at the main Christchurch meeting, and they are really good. They're really interesting, aren't they?
And also you get then the opportunity to join all the little groups within Southport U3A, and some of them have costs incurred. For instance, our gardening group admission is £3 for our monthly meetings, and obviously trips are costed and are different. But there are, as I say, I think something like 90 different groups now within Southport U3A. It's all available. You can see it all on the website. And yes, it is really, really good fun. There might be some of the groups you might want to join may have a waiting list, but all these waiting lists are managed. And for instance, for the gardening group, I manage the waiting list to join that group. And people only usually wait about a month or so because there is always movement, because our lives are always evolving and changing. And a lot of people at our time of life take on things like grandparent duties and things like that, or they move away, or lots of things happen. So there is always movement in the waiting lists.
Thank you very much, Lisa and Diane. It's been great to speak to you. Just one final question. Do you see interest in certain types of plants rise with sort of, I'm thinking of, like, you mentioned delphiniums, and I know they're a big favourite of King Charles, aren't they? Are people growing them more now, do you see?
I think tastes change throughout the years, and certainly through the seasons, we have speakers that will talk about plants that are available and growing in spring and then summer and winter.
Well, I think when we get to our time of life, we create a garden that we like, and we don't look at the changing fashions. I mean, if you look at lots of TV programs, or you go to some of the shows, you'll see different styles of garden. But I think when you get to sort of our age, you just do what you want, really, and you have the garden you want.
And we do share a lot. We have a seed share, which seeds Seaswap, which we're having next week for our meeting. We do plant share as well, so we could get a lot back out of the gardening group.
That's brilliant. I think that's a great place to leave it. Thank you very much for your time, and good luck to the University of the Third Age.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, Oliver.